Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thank you for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. I'm glad Jeffrey Zabar is here, too. Jeffrey's back. I know. I'm excited, too. Jeffrey is coming up on, we're going to celebrate his 20th anniversary in a couple months. He's been hanging out with us that long. Couldn't do without him. He's the quintessential person who makes being home base look like it's the way we all should be doing business. He has been now for 30 years, and he's an award-winning journalist. He's the author of 3 books on being home base, so he knows a little bit about that. And, of course, I've been bringing him along and trying to help him out as much as I can over the last 20 years, so I think he may have it worked out by now. Jeffrey, welcome back.
Always a pleasure. In spite of what we do, I've made this successful.
So, I know.
I've been able to get out of my own way a little bit.
In spite of both of us. Hey, Jeffrey, I know one of the things you want to talk about is how do we, you know, obviously one of the most important things we can talk about is how do we deal with our customers, how do we nurture them. But one of the things that you and I were talking earlier, I want to kind of get on the table, is if people have thought about what's their best day of the week. I don't really have any bad day. I mean, I don't mind. I've never minded Monday. I don't have any really bad days. But for some reason, Thursdays seem to be an extra good day for me. I don't know why. But the question, I guess my question is, should we be aware of that about ourselves, maybe our biorhythms, whatever it might be? Should we be aware of that and think about that as we engage customers, as we plan our how we engage them on the phone, face-to-face, whatever? What do you think?
Well, absolutely. I mean, I've long felt that those who remember the show Seinfeld, I call it, and it was always a Thursday night staple, as the TV network would call it,
right?
Must-see TV. You know, I've always sort of extrapolated that into that Thursday frame of mind, that what I call the Seinfeld frame of mind. Thursday is just a looser day. You know, if you think about your own day, you know, as you were alluding to a moment ago, and think about how many other people feel it, even if you follow them on social media, you know, Monday seems to have a different vibe than a Thursday or a Friday does. And so if you believe in that, if you feel that for yourself, you know, I believe that Thursdays and Fridays are great days. Just they're more chill. People you're working with are looking to the weekend just as you are. As the band Loverboy said years ago, everybody's working for the weekend.
Right.
You know, so it makes it a great day to take advantage of. You know, whether you're, you know, wanted to make some calls to people, invite people to lunch, you want to go do some networking, you want to make a sales call. You're going to make a sales call to somebody on a Monday morning when
mm-hmm.
they've got, you know, important, not important things, but things that are on their mind, pressing down on them. You want to catch them when they're sort of loose and, you know, feel a little bit more, you know, buoyant and a little bit happier, so to speak. So I think it's an important observation and just an awareness to have about what's going on in a broader sense of around you and your business.
Well, one of the things that I think that if you and I have certain chronological, you know, indicators that we've noticed about ourselves, and we're managing our work around some of those, we set deadlines maybe around them, we talk to customers around them, you know, if that's the case, then I think we need to presume that our customers are the same way. So, you know, if Tuesday is not a good day for us, then we can't say, I'm not going to call on this customer because it's Tuesday. You know, for all we know, Tuesday
right.
may be their best day. And you're just going
right.
to have to, you're just going to have to ramp up, aren't you?
Well, yeah, and I think part of the conversation that I wanted to have today anyway was nurturing your network. And part of nurturing your network, and we've had this conversation historically, where part of it is, you know, I used to talk about when, you know, people talk about the golden Rolodex, and so today
mm-hmm.
it's your contact database. But whether it's ACT, whether it's Outlook, whatever, Salesforce, whatever you're using to build your database of your contacts, part of that information needs to be something as simple as as you're as I'm talking to Jim here and I'm getting a feel and he might let slip, so to speak, that, yeah, man, Tuesday's my lightest day. I come off the weekend, but by Friday I'm harebrained. I'm like, you know, pedal to the metal. Then I've got to write down in my notes, okay, don't call Jim on Friday seeing if he wants to do lunch. I mean, certainly would call the day of, but, you know, would call him earlier in the week, you know, schmooze him earlier in the week, along with other things that you might, you know, sort of needle out of people or pick up along the way. Then, you know, the names of their kids, what their anniversary may be, what their favorite restaurant is, things like that along the way that may come out, that you're nurturing that database so that you have little bits of information. You know, if information is king, then it's a matter of how you are able to gather that information. You may never touch it.
You know, Jeff,
use it to the full force.
You know, Jeff, the companies that I know, the businesses that I know who have been the most successful, and I mean customers that can't run off, plenty of business, plenty of profit, maybe even two or three generations. The one thing that was common among all of them had nothing to do with products, nothing to do with geography, nothing to do with personality even. It had to do with how they nurtured their customers. Everything you just said, the customer, they knew their names, they knew about them, they knew what was important to them. And I can't tell you how many businesses I know who do that, and they can't run the customers off. And the reason that's so perfect for small businesses is we don't have to have a million customers. We don't have to have 1,000 customers. Some small businesses don't even need 100 customers. Some don't need 50 customers.
Right.
You could be very happy with a couple of dozen customers, right, Jeff? I mean, So what else you got to do? That's my question, right? If you're nurturing customers, what else have you got to do with your time?
It's not an onerous task, especially when you're doing that, especially when you're talking a micro enterprise, a small business, where I have a dozen customers that keep me really busy, and then I have a couple dozen more that I hear from throughout the year, if that. Okay,
yeah.
So what does it take? As you say, I mean, what more do I have going on? It's not like I have, you know, things that are, you know, begging for my time along the way. If business development and just working with these people, getting out and meeting with them, you know, doing things with them, building those relationships, getting to know
them. It's part of our, Jeffrey, it's part of our, it's what I call the special sauce, the small business special sauce.
Yep.
And it works. It puts money on the bottom line.
Yep.
Hey, Jeff, hold on that thought. Jeffrey Zabar, ladies and gentlemen, chiefhomeofficer.com, gotwords.com. He and I will be right back. More to come after these messages, 20 after. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.